أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره: أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا؟ لكنه والله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا. ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله، إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا. فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا، أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 37 to ayah 41. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the kufr of that man whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed with different kinds of wealth, gardens, full harvest that he was receiving, and all of that that a person would desire in this world he was given. But that created in his heart kufr and unappreciativeness to Allah, and above all the incorrect perception that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him in this world, that is why Allah had granted him everything, then Allah will grant him in the akhirat if there is ever. He will never ever have a situation in which his wealth is perished. He will never have a situation in which there will be accountability to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The other person, either his brother or whoever else it could have been, now exhorts him and advises him. And Allah says, قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُ. His sahib, his companion, said to him, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ, whilst he conversed with him, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Do you disbelieve in that being, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who created you from sand, he created you from this earth, thereafter that was the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, ثُمَّ مِن نُطُفَى, then the offspring of Adam alayhi salam and the entire mankind, all of them were created from one sperm that is in actual fact impure, something that needs to be washed off clothes or washed off the body. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلَى, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected you as a man. In other words, look at your very beginning, from how Allah Ta'ala had created you from something that was impure. So what is in actual fact your status according to Allah Rabbul Izzat? What is your status compared to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Allah had given you, and Allah has given you this body so perfect. Do you not acknowledge this is a ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat? لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. Now that companion or that brother of his says, however, هُوَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي, he is Allah, my Rabb. If you have not acknowledged him to be your creator, he is Allah, he is my Rabb, I have acknowledged him. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا, and I do not ascribe with my Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala anything as partner. Now he gives him some advice, an advice that all of us need to take heed of. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ. Why do you not at the time when you enter your garden قُلْتَ, say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It is as Allah willed, and there is no power or there is no might but with Allah. It comes in a Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we see something that we approve of, we see something that we like, then we should say, Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. When we say that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects it from all harm, Allah protects it from all dangers, even if it is an evil eye, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect it. So whether we go back to our homes, we go back to our businesses, we go back to our properties, our vehicles, when our eyes fall on it, say, Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. In tarani ana aqalla minka malan wa walada. That even if you see me, that I have less wealth than you, and I have less offspring than you, فَعَصَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا. Perhaps my Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant me something better, if not in this world, then in the hereafter. That is all the decree of Allah ta'ala. مِن جَنَّتِكَ, better than your gardens. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. The probability, the possibility is that what you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send a husban. Husban actually means a calamity. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, it refers to a fire that will come from the skies, or a wind that will come, and all of this will be destroyed. فَتُصْبِحَ سَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. And then your gardens will become barren land. In other words, all your assets, whether it is in the form of gardens, businesses, whatever, all of it will be destroyed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أو يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا. Or perhaps its water will deepen into the land. Remember, there was this river that was flowing between the two gardens. All of that Allah ta'ala can sink it very deep into the ground. فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا. And you will not be able to draw that water out from the ground. And such could be the azab of Allah. So don't have this mindset that it will never perish. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all powerful. But at the same time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all kind. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.